This is 1910 in Paris, France. And there's a lot to look at here. There's a lot to look at here. And there's a lot to consider because this is a reflection of the ancient world and a reflection of the modern world. This is something to consider. There's an amalgamation here. Something was imposed upon the old world. No doubt about it. This isn't a natural transitory period where you see these people run around with their mechanized vehicles. Okay, let's stop and appreciate something, first of all. This is Paris, France. Now, I want you to look at Paris, France nowadays, and I want you to look at this. You see any Pakistanis, Africans, any invaders running around? No, you see order. You see cleanliness. You see people understanding that they can walk the streets without getting raped or murdered or you know, like, it's stabbed. It's just like, you know, like, whoa. I mean, do we ask for much? Do we ask for a whole lot? Can we just have some civilization, please? I mean, do we have to have all these elements fucking everything up? And look at these buildings. The buildings. These ancient buildings. Now understand that 1910, this isn't a reflection of the true Paris. I mean, nowadays it certainly isn't a reflection, but even in 1910, I mean, for one thing, these buildings are not there anymore. The things you're seeing, with the exception of the Arc de Triomphe and some, you know, major landmarks here and there, yeah, you're going to see some remnants of stuff that existed in this period. You're going to see that today. Okay. It's not even comparable. It's not even comparable in any way. I want you to look at the architecture before we even examine anything else. But at the same time, I want you to look at the faces of the people. Look in their eyes. This gaze back into history. There's something about looking at people who are no longer alive, who were captured on camera, representing a period of time with their own stories, their own lives, their own spirit. It's there. It's evident. You can't deny it. You can't deny it. This is magical in a sense, like, wow, we're peering back in time. And these structures, these ancient Tartarian structures, are you kidding me? Gorgeous beyond all recognition. What do you do with something like this in the modern world? What do you do with it? What do you do with something this beautiful? You run around with your cars and, oh, it's great. Oh. No, you wipe it out and you replace it with some bullshit, which is what they did. And to look at Paris nowadays, Emmanuel Macron, the fucking deep state stooge, New World Order asshole, this pedophile, running something like this? I mean, this ancient European, what does it mean to be European? I mean, I'm European. Yeah, I'm American, but I'm European. So what does that mean? I mean, Europa, that is. What does it mean? What does that even mean? Look, the time when nations rose, when people started being proud in their nations, nationality. Okay, this was an idea. This was a all-encompassing idea that would separate people into their own little pods. French. Oh, the French nationality. Sure, what about the all-encompassing European nationality? What about our heritage? I mean, like I said, I'm American, so what right do I have to say that I have any correlation to any of this? I mean, look, like if I was sitting here in Paris, France, and I was, you know, all Frenchy, you'd be like, this asshole. He doesn't know what the fuck he's talking about. But you may not know what I know. You may not understand what I understand. And let's set aside all perceptions about what I am or what I'm not. Understand that I get it. I get it to the point where it pains my heart, where it hurts me, where I'm dealing with this pain of something, this loss of something that supposedly was never mine. And that's bullshit, because this was mine. This is me. This is my European heritage. I don't care. I got a fight with this guy once, man, from England. He was daring me to use the English language the way I do. He was taunting me for it. I'm like, I'm as English as you are, motherfucker. Because I'm American? Oh, look, the English language is mine. It is mine to shape and tool how I wish. And you can go fuck off with that shit. Because you may not accept me, but I allow you to be encompassed in this understanding. So let's leave it there. I allow you to be encompassed in this understanding, despite your ignorance. Okay, Paris, France, 1910. You will never get a glimpse of Paris like this. There is some footage from the 1890s. There is some previous footage. And this is restored. This is colorized. It's colorized. In my mind, that means altered. It's altered. And then the audio you hear, it's not real audio. Somebody overlaid some audio. Some street sounds, water sounds, cars, people talking. It's not real. Okay, this is silent film. There's no audio to this. Okay, so it's somebody's imagination imposed upon this. So what I need you to do is to impose your imagination upon their imagination. I'm going to leave the restored footage audio, the added audio, to give you an idea of, it's an aura, it's a sense, it's an environment, it's something that is, it's difficult to imagine because you're not there, but you are there, and you exist in all states of time. You do. You absolutely do. If you're of the mind to. If you're of the mind to. You can be trapped in any period if you're of the mind to do that. No doubt. But I'd like you to expand yourself a little bit. Throw yourself back to 1910. Understand this was the transitory period between the old world and the new world. And this was not natural. This was not a grassroots transitory period. You don't see people evolving into what they are. You see all this new shit coming in and imposing upon the old stuff. And they try to correlate. They try to coexist. They do the best they can until the world wars came around where they destroyed all the remnants and people got up with the modern world. This is not... What you feel today, what you see today is not real. This is... I mean, if anyone was still alive from this period, they would tell you, it's nothing. It's nothing like it is today. To even equate it, to even say that, oh, Paris is, this is Paris. Today, Paris, it might as well be it's somewhere in Afghanistan. It doesn't really matter. It is not Paris anymore. So I just want you to appreciate it's a magic, you know, it's a magic. Look in their eyes. If you can see it, the footage is a little grainy, but it was restored, and imagine the original. But look into their eyes if you can. Try to see what their lives were, and I guarantee you, it's magical. You're going to get a glimpse of something that is already part of you. It's already part of you. You just didn't know it. You didn't know it yet. You didn't know it, and this is the magic that I'm always trying to unveil. I'm always trying to unveil this. I'm like, guys, there's magic. There's magic. There's something there. There's something there. It's not just old footage or this or that or blah, blah, blah. I'm telling you, open your minds a little bit. Check this out. There's something about it. I mean, to know the lives of every man, woman, and child that walks by this camera. Maybe that's the writer in me. Maybe I'm imposing characters upon people. But I believe that I'm viewing things and I'm glimpsing things that are real. I don't think this is my imposition of idea. I don't think that's the case. I think I may see it a little better than some people, but I want you to see it. I want you to see the magic here because it's worth it. Look at the magic. 1910, Paris, France. Look at the mechanized vehicles. Look at the technology. Some of it's mixed technology. You have free energy, you have electric, and you have combustion. And you see all three. You see all three right alongside horses and carriages. And you're like, what? This is a transitory period. This is a transition between the old world and the new world. And you can still see glimpses of the old world. It's not visible today. I mean, okay, well, and you can see it. You can see it today, but it is not as clearly visible in any sense. In any sense. So please marvel at Paris, 1910 France, and understand that this is the old world that was taken from us. It was taken. It was robbed. We were robbed. All right. This is greatness. It's the remnants of greatness. Remember that.